Hello, I'm Swally, and I like to do lightning talks and retro computing. So I'm trying to excite other people for retro computing as well. But old hardware is getting harder, it's harder to get, and it also had some quiet obstacles. New hardware, on the other hand, is way too expensive just for tinkering. So I was thinking about how to build a computer for tinkering. So it should use an original 6502, since this was the CPU I've grown up with. It should be very easy in every thing way you can think of. So it should be open source, and it should be cheap, which makes it more a toy than a full-featured computer. And so I came up with the idea to use a microcontroller as the complete chipset to do the rest of all the thing of the computer, except for the CPU. So this, taking a look at the 6502 CPU that I'm using, counting the pins that I really require, I came up that 30 would be rather sufficient. I wanted to use the Raspberry Pi Pico microcontroller. However, the board only offers me 26 GPIOs. However, there's a solution to this. Just use a Chinese clone, which offers not only 30 GPIO pins, but also 60 megabytes of flash, which come in handy. And it also offers another nice feature. Within limitations, the GPIOs can be used with 5 volts. My architecture is really simple, just like a 70s computer. I just have a passive backplane where I put in a board with a CPU. I put in another board with a chipset, put it all together, and just call it a computer. So the first thing that I did with this one was to replicate an already known computer. I chose the Apple I because it's a very simple architecture, the simplest computer I know so far based on the 6502 architecture. The video generation circuit, which was half of the PCB, could be replaced just by using the USB terminal for a user interface. The second step was to build a machine or a core for learning, which allows you to watch the bus on every single cycle the CPU takes. So you can think of it like a pure poor man's logic analyzer using the CPU. And the third thing that I did was, of course, I wanted to build my real own computer with some features that maybe the old machines didn't have, something like a random number generator, which is really hard to do on an 8-bit machine, or something like a storage interface, so I have already storage included in the machine, which is also nice so that you can save and load stuff from it. Of course, a computer needs a name. It uses a Raspberry Pi Pico to run like an Apple. So, of course, this name has to be some kind of fruit. Originally, I wanted to go with lemon because if life gives you lemon, make a computer out of it. However, this term was already used by an Apple II clone. So I stuck with the term Vogelbeere in German, which is Sorbus, because my mama told me, don't eat those, they are poisonous, so don't use them for the primary purpose. But as a kid, I had a lot of fun playing with the berries. Where are we right now? So we've got two different machine language monitors to work with. We've got even an operating system, CPM, which was one of the first operating systems originally written for microcomputers, has been ported over from the Intel 8080 by some crazy Scotsman to the 6502. And the kernel that's already included has already quite some nice functionality inside, but still it's growing. For the future ideas, I wanted to port typical environments like BASIC or Forth to the machine, where also help is appreciated. And for hardware, since I'm also doing a lot of demo scene stuff, I want to make this into some kind of demo scene platform. So I need some graphics hardware, I need some soundboard. Graphics is already in the working. Some friends of mine are discussing how to do sound. So we're getting somewhere. And if you think this sounds nice, visit me after the lightning talks in the vintage computing area. I've got parts for 10 machines, so you can solder your own. You've seen the PCBs, it's easy to solder. And yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.